This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Busy weekend in Atlanta sports. The best moment of the weekend, though, of course, coming Saturday night over there at Mercedes-Benz. We'll get back into an NFL free agency conversation, quarterback-related, in about 20 minutes as well, as the Combine gets set to start. It really starts Thursday, but all the media stuff kind of gets underway tomorrow. And Raheem Morris is going to join us on the midday show at 11:30 tomorrow as well.
Yeah, because players start usually arriving tomorrow.
Is that right?
The first group usually starts arriving tomorrow.
So is the timeline when you did it, was it, how long was it? Is it the same kind of timeline, or is it longer now?
No, it's the same format.
You guys will get there Tuesday.
We'll get there Tuesday. You have your interviews, usually via physical. Your medicals, the second day, medicals, and then like the bench press and stuff, and then you do your field work the last day. After your field work, you go. You don't go, it's not going back to do interviews unless you get flagged for medical, and then you got to go back and do your medical.
Ooh, yeah.
But that's the worst. That's the worst thing is once you leave the combine and a team asks for you to go back to Indianapolis to redo some of your medicals.
I remember there was a there was a high profile one a couple of years ago. Over the last couple of years, I don't remember who it was, but it was like one of the big prospects. One team was like, "Well, we don't like what we saw," and then made him come back, and they were like, "Oh, he's all right."
Because I had to do a recheck.
Because you had what?
It was because of my knee.
Oh, your
knee. I was 3 years removed. I don't understand why. And it was I told you it was the damn Chiefs, and they had Tony. I had to go do a which is a waste of damn time. But yeah, it sucks. But it's again. It's bull crap because they got all your medicals up there. Yeah. You mean to tell me your MRI is different than all the other ones?
Right. You have information from all of the doctors over the last number of years. And they've given it to you. You have all of it.
But then it's a crazy thing because then they find you find so many different things with like the heartbeat sometimes in certain instances.
Well, sometimes guys get important information.
Yeah, and you're like, hold on. I went to college all these years. I got a physical every single year before the season, and that never came up.
I got a heart problem?
Yeah, man.
How did they miss that?
Yeah, that's the one thing when you just sit there like.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe they knew I was pretty good at left tackle, and they wanted the quarterback protected.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
So they overlooked
I had a couple of teammates. We had a couple of them that were like big time, like. And they didn't have stars back then. It was like it was Max Prep or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something like that. They just had that when I was playing. And they had a couple linemen that something was narrowing in their spinal or something.
Oh.
And they had it all year, and they got to Georgia. And I remember our first ever, we had our physical and stuff. Dude had to retire.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me about a friend of yours like that. That was a really good player. Mm-hmm.
Really good player. And hell, first physical we had in Georgia, the medicals came back and showed it. They had something wrong.
How different is, maybe this is a ridiculous question, but. Most people don't go to the combine and get a physical, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, players.
No,
do.
They did not tell you to cough.
How different is a physical that you get as a grown man than the combine
physical?
They
do not tell
there's
you.
There's no turning cough?
There's no turning cough. Right. There is not. And there's no turning cough. No, there's none of that. They press on the side. Uh-huh. But yeah, your shorts on. So okay. You test for the sports right. hernia and stuff like that. But yeah, there is no turning off.
Did they like hit your knee with the little
yes.
the little thing?
Yes, they do all that.
All
shit.
Right.
Yes, they do
so,
all that.
But like, oh, so in general, pretty similar
yeah.
physical.
Yeah, pretty similar. All they right. do more EKG type stuff
oh, that
and things like that. But yeah, ain't no turning off.
Good.
Yeah, sorry.
Got it. Man, look.
I ain't turning off since I became a teenager. I don't remember doing it. We didn't do it in Georgia, and we did not do it when I was. No, we didn't have to go. Did we have to get physical in high school for football? Yeah. I don't remember.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about your
2024
your
boy, was a big turning cough year for me.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, and then also, yeah, when I was a kid.
But you're turning 40, so you had to get a full physical.
I
got to get all that stuff done, man, you know? And we're just down to the last.
The last part. Yeah, you've done all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but no, the last part is something new that most men my age, my race,
yep.
have to get done.
Yep.
And so that is all. Everything is ready. I just got to get to that point. And then once I get to my mind mentally focused on that, then I'm going to go and do this physical thing. So I got a couple more weeks to decide. But the biggest thing.
Got to do it.
I can't get how I need to get it done. Like they don't want me drinking. I have to take a couple shots before I go in there.
How long beforehand?
They were like preferably, you know, so they can get a clean picture.
I know, but like how long? Like how?
It's like you got to like. Have your system clean for like 24 hours or something like that.
Oh, all right. That's not that long. I thought you were talking about like a buildup of like 2 weeks or something
No, the buildup is 2 weeks is mentally.
Sure.
The mental part. Yeah, the mental part.
But you just have to not drink any Bush Light for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I can
do all that.
It's you can. Just,
I need I got to calm nerves, dog. It's a new experience.
How do they feel? Yeah.
It's a new experience.
There's other stimulants.
But I'm going to stop bull jiving around and get it done.
Yeah,
just
do
get it,
it
done. Because I need to get it done.
Yeah.
The age and all the other stuff.
Yeah, so. All that other stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
Nope. But I need to start.
So they're not doing that at the combine either?
Yeah, no, they're definitely not doing that.
That's good.
Yeah, they're definitely not doing
that. They probably have a lot of less guys going. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to do a pro day also.
Yeah.
Just like Shador.
I'm
not going
to do a pro day. I'm good.
All right. Anyway, we'll get back into some free agency stuff in about 20 minutes. AMA at 140 to wrap things up.
No, I'm saying, I mean, it happened over the weekend. And so, did you see the fight at the airport?
Yes.
And I'm curious. All I want to know.
I saw the video.
I already knew what concourses was.
Yeah,
what
you saw the spirit.
I saw the spirit.
You saw the spirit living
I
in the
just
background.
Need to know, this is my only thing. My only thing. What started that fight?
I don't know.
Because you're not on the plane. You're not fighting for overhead.
Right.
Somebody not leaning their chair back on your knees or nothing.
Right.
What starts a fight like that?
The line process?
But what line process? You board by groups.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the last time we flew Southwest, because they kind of board by group, but then also it's like numbers and it's not assigned seats or whatever.
Yeah.
There was a lady who tried to cut another lady in line.
Okay.
And those ladies got into it.
Right.
And then, like, one lady bumped her and she, like, flopped. Yeah.
What?
She was like, she was trying to assault me. We're like, look, take it easy, Trey Young.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Take it easy with the flops.
I was like, what started that? Like, it had to be some street beef or something. Like, somebody knew. Hey,
somebody knew somebody from the past.
Ain't that Taekwon over there? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it had to be something. Like, they were squabbling.
Yeah, no, that they meant business.
Yeah.
That guy was getting destroyed in that video.
That's the only thing I thought about. Like, how does a fight like that start? Right there.
I swear to God, the best fight videos really are the airport terminal Spirit and Frontier Airlines fight videos.
I didn't even need to
and
know.
And that was at Hartsfield?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't even know what airline, what area they will fight. I already knew that.
Yeah, you know.
But I was like, what the hell y'all fight like that for, man?
I bet it was really important.
Oh, my God.
I bet
goodness,
it was really,
dude.
Really important. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Quickly thrown into Moranchuk. In the left attacking third, back to Hernandez. Swung to the penalty spot. And a header is loose. It's stabbed into the net by Latte Lott. It's a double Latte.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike.
There it is.
He got to
and
the
Atlanta Rockies. United retakes the lead on a broken play in the 63rd minute.
He got to before I could.
A double latte. You knew he had something.
We asked this 2 weeks ago what he had for him, and that just came double latte.
You knew it was going to be good.
I said, I'm going to call him E-double-L. E-double-L. Emmanuel. I didn't know his first name was Emmanuel. It's Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like it's like Jerry, Grandma Jerry would say, Emmanuel.
He's good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's
player.
Fast as hell.
Yeah, he's really fast.
He's really fast.
He obviously scores two goals in his debut. Atlanta United get the win as well.
Most important.
Awesome goal by Edwin Mosquera in the 85th minute to give them the lead and ultimately get them the 3 points. 10 minutes of stoppage time.
I was like, damn, what?
That was dicey.
10 minutes.
It's a lot.
Because sometimes you lose track. And yeah. Sometimes you lose track that the clock's always running. Continuously
right.
running.
So what? Like even like there's what a lot of stoppages. It's like, all right, this feels like maybe there'll be 6 or 7 minutes. It feels like 10 minutes is a lot.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And they hit the crossbar in like the 10th minute of stoppage time as well. But it didn't go in.
It was good. I mean, just to get the season started off. I mean, first of all, the crowd, 65,000 people, yep. 30,000 more than the next. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought that was always telling. But it's going to be like that as long as that product is like that. And it looked like the original early on type game.
It did.
It looked just like it, man. I mean, I thought Miggy looked outstanding. We know with Double L how great he was. But I'm just talking about Asaba looked good. Like so many of the frontline players, you know, defensively, there's a lot of guys hurt back there. And so, you know, as the season goes along, that's the biggest thing we talk about with these teams is when the good is good, play and the part that's hurt. Okay, well, y'all stay healthy. Mm-hmm. We'll get these guys back. Don't get hurt and then these guys come back. Try to keep, you know, that health thing, you know, on point because, I mean, watching this offense and watching these dudes could go.
Yeah, they got a chance to be really – really special.
Like, I would
the four
be surprised
of those guys
if,
up front.
If they're number one or two in scoring.
It wouldn't surprise me.
At all, man.
Again, I said this earlier. I don't know why I'm trying to pump the brakes. Who knows? Don't pump them.
That's fun.
Put the pedal to the floor. This dude, Latte Lath, is going to score so many goals.
Yeah.
This year. Like, he scored two, one of them just on an incredible header off of a corner. I mean, he jumped over everybody. He's not the biggest guy,
no,
but he got up to get it. And then that one there was kind of a poacher goal, which is great. Like, you've got to clean up the mess in front of the goal, which I also love from Miggy. Like, Miggy just played that little flick on. You just put trouble in front of the goal mouth. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And they had a little miscommunication between the defensive player and the keeper. He spills it back in front, and Loft puts it in the back of the net, which is awesome. His two best chances weren't even the ones that he scored goals on.
No.
Like, I don't know. He's fast as hell. He's a great finisher. Him and Miggy are going to be an incredible combo, but then also Saba and Moranchuk as well up front. Like,
it just looked different.
It did.
It looked different.
It looked it looked really good.
It looked different. It looked fun. And you know, when United got when it first started and everything, this were how a lot of their games were.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to give up some.
Yep.
They still can't
give up two,
it.
Score three.
They can't give up a damn set piece to save their life. Still, they cannot do that. But at the same time, all you got to have is one more than the other. But yeah, great initial start for this team. And you just see the DP position and how different it is when you have one of those guys.
Yep.
And he looks like he's one of those guys.
He does.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He does. Spring training also got underway this weekend for the Braves.
Chris Sale was solid.
Chris Sale was good. I guess Ian Anderson wasn't quite as good, but it's the first start of spring training.
Yeah.
You can always, if you want to make yourself feel better about this stuff, you could just say he was working on something.
And then
what was he working on? Walking people?
I mean, that's what I've always been told.
That's what he's working on. He's working on bouncing sliders.
He's working on this new quadruple split seam fastball.
That's what it
is. You know, and we just want to let it get out there. And so, you know, no big deal.
I mean, it isn't because it's just one. He'll have like five or six or however many of them in spring.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him, though. It'll be really cool to see Ian Anderson back.
Yeah, because we saw him when he was good.
God, he was good.
Yeah, I think that's always the thing when you look at, especially pitchers, when you saw the good. You know, and the Braves have had so many of those dudes. It's come out one time, have an outstanding, sterling year, maybe get banged up and just don't get back.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't pitched in the major league since 23.
Damn.
With the elbow injury and all that. He was good, but then when he got to the playoffs, he was incredible. Like 8 playoff starts, 4-0, won a World Series game a couple years ago. And he's only 26.
That's what I'm saying.
So have all this experience and only be 26. It's cool, and it sounds like Strider looks really good, too. I know he's not doing live batting practice yet, but everything they say about where he's at in his recovery looks good, too. So you love hearing that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little free agent quarterbacks, teams needing a quarterback, another quarterback carousel like we had last offseason. Looked like it's going to be like that this offseason as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.